Lessons from the lathe. This week's parsha happens to be Parshas Noso. Today's topic is, I ain't got time for that. How to fight the Yetzirah in our generation. I want to dedicate the shiur for Refuah Shlema, B'soch Shar Choli Yisrael, to Tzvi ben Pesha. My dear father-in-law will be having surgery this Erev Shabbos Kodesh. The Rebbeinu Shalom should send him a complete Refuah Shlema, B'soch Shar Choli Yisrael. He should be able to continue doing the amazing work that he does, and should be really a very speedy recovery. I want to dedicate this year also for all those that are going through different problems in their lives, whatever they might be. You know who you are. Realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom is on your side and will give you the answer in all that you need. Mishalos Libeinu L'Tovu. So, in this week's parasha, we learn perhaps one of the most interesting of stories, and that is, of course, of the woman who is a sota. And in this amazing, and in fact, entire Gemara that discusses the intricate laws of sota, it is discussed exactly what is done, and of course, the amazing nace that happens if, Rachmana Litzlan, she is, in fact, a sota, and what happens, of course, to her stomach. So comments the Ramban over here, and he says the following thing. V'hine, ein b'chol mishpatei ha-Torah davar taloi b'neis. He said, in all of the laws of the Torah, in all the halachas, there is no halacha that is contingent, there's no law that's contingent upon a neis, upon a miracle. Zulti, except for this inyan, shehu pella, the neis kavua, she also Yisrael be osam rabam osam ritzono shel makom. It is wondrous that this is a permanent miracle. Meaning, the only way that this was possibly be able to happen was through a miracle. There's no other way we're able to tell. So obviously, asked the Ramban, why was this out of all dinim that this was the one that had to happen on the day of miracle? So how is this possible when the majority of them will do the Ratzon Hashem? This doesn't apply to most people. It's not like something that happened to everyone. How can it be? Says the Ramban, Liman Sidko Liyasir et Hanashim Shelo Ta'asena Kezimas Yeser Amen. Because of the desire of the Ribbono Shalom for the sake of Bnei Yisrael to be pure, to be tzaddikim, tzidkonios, to instruct the women against immoral acts as is seen amongst the nations. And of course, to protect the Luknos Yisrael Min HaMzeris. So the nace that wasn't done for any other law in the Torah was done for this inyan to laharchik es ha'adam, so that man, so that woman should stay far away from the immoral acts which is so rampant in the non-Jewish nations, says the Ramban. You spent a few, or beautiful Yom Iyun, in my opinion, on this topic. No matter what year you went to, I'm not judging. Speaking about the laws of Negiah, speaking about the laws of Yichud, all protecting us against all forms of possible immorality. The Gemara tells us in Sota something fascinating about this din, of course. For if, and in itself a nace, for if the woman who was accused is in fact found to be innocent, what will happen? So the Gemara beautifully says in Sota Daf Chavav that there are tremendous nisim that happened to her. Shim Haisa Akara, if she was an Akara, if she couldn't have children, she would be able to have children now. She would have the nis of being able to have a child. But the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, but also, Shim Haisa Yoldelet Bitsar, if she always had childbirth, she had children already, but she always had in childbirth, she wouldn't have Bitsar. And if she only had girls, Nikobos Yoldos Acharim, Kitsarim Yoldos Arukim, and if she had little babies, she would have tall babies. Shecharim Yoldos Levanim. You'll interpret it the way you want. So, the Gemara says it was a tremendous nasir. And when we think about the story, we say, wow, can you imagine this tremendous level? Yes, it's true, there was a tremendous nes when it came to Tsaras, but that wasn't openly. That was something that could seemingly naturally happen, if you want to call it. I don't like the word natural, because it doesn't include, you know, people call it, say, nature, not including the Rabbanu Shalom, of course. But not on this level. All to get far away from morality. So much so, the Gemara continues at the end, in Memvav, not the end, but the Gemara tells us that Chazal made a decision. And Chazal said we have to obliterate, take away the act of Sota. Even during the times when it could have been done, the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the Sanhedrin was mevatel it. Says the Gemara, Imam Zayin, actually, why? The Mishnah says, Butla, they were mevatel it. Why? Because, says the Mishnah, they didn't want to get the men in trouble. Because it only worked if the wife and the husband were moral, were not involved in immoral acts. But what seemingly happened, again, even in the times of the Sanhedrin, says the Mishnah, that Pasku Ayomim Amarim, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said his people, why? Because the Pasuk from Hosea, because the men weren't so pure themselves. And now you have this woman who clearly was supposed to be a Sota, but now she couldn't because the mind wouldn't affect her in the nice way when the husband himself was immoral. So this is something that wasn't Misakin anymore. It wasn't able to be instituted anymore. So the question is, we see in the infinite wisdom already of the Ramban that this was something that affected Klal Yisrael even in that time. And we know already from the times of the Egel HaZahav, the Medrash tells us of what it represented and what the people of the Egel HaZahav actually did, immoral acts, things that are unheard of immorally, even in our own generation, very difficult to understand. So what is the antidote to this? What is the possible antidote for us to stay away from immorality? Says Rav Pam, the wonderful Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, anybody who has a chance to purchase the Svarim, their golden Svarim, on the Parsha, the Pleasant Way. It's a beautiful Sefer. So says Rav Pam the following. In our own time, we've seen a shockingly steep rise in preetzos. It is so rampant that it's safe to say that in no time in history was it as bad, even in the Dor HaMabul. All-encompassing tuma that poisons everything and anything. No behavior today is taboo. The fact that you had a discussion at 12 p.m., Hameven Yavin, about all different types of things openly, without anybody being embarrassed, shows how nothing's taboo anymore. Everything can be discussed openly. And if anybody for a moment thinks, well, we're protected against it, no, that's not true. Where all of a sudden, even legal, or what would be called illegal decades ago, is now legal, considered legitimate to have an alternate lifestyle. Says upon the spiritual pollution emanates from the Gentile society, tragically, has made its inroads in the most religious of Jews. A Jew needs an extra level of protection even walking down the streets today, even in predominantly Jewish neighborhoods. The media and advertising bombard us with the most offensive material. It's hard to escape this. Tell you a terrible story. One of the many non-annoying, there are a lot of annoying WhatsApp groups I'm part of, but one of the non-annoying ones is a wonderful chesed that some great people are involved in, where we make minyanim at people who need a minyan at the local cemetery. For those that are able to go, whether it's a yurtzeit or mamish, a meis mitzvah. And the way that you sign up for this is that you press a link, like many of you. So Nebuch, somebody got on the link and sent a very disgusting picture. And it was shocking, and unfortunately so shocking, it wasn't something you could look away from for the first moment. You're like, is this that group? What? everybody was talking back and forth. There were a few people who just left the group, including one holy rabbi from the yeshiva, not me, right away. And people were like, how do we erase it? How do we get... So morality on a gemach group, so somebody wrote a vort, and they said, the Ribbono Shel Olam has such nachas from this great group of people who do such, in the 100-degree weather, going to a levaya, or just so somebody could say Kaddish on his yurt site, that the Yetzara had to, that's what I thought of when I saw this Rambam. Even the Gemara in Bracha says, what should the son do so as not to sin? What's the solution? So he says, very simple. I'll give you the key. And the key is, Rambam doesn't say this, you know I like to embellish. I ain't got time for that. I have no time for immorality because I am so busy. Says the Rambam, in Hilchos Isurei Bia Chaf Beis, the last halacha. Right before the last halacha. L'fichach roi lo l'adam l'kof yetzro. He has to kill the Yetzahara. B'dav razeh. U'l'hagil atzma b'gedushi yisera. B'machshavot tahora. U'v'deh nechona k'dei l'hatzel mihem. B'yizahir. Min ha'yichud. Shu gorim gadol. Gedolei chachamim and the great gedorim that they said. And he ends off by saying, gedolei mikol zos amr yifana atzmo machshavoso ledivrei Torah. Right? So you think, here's lessons on the lay, Rav Hartson's going to say, just learn Torah. Learn Torah. Then you won't have a Yetzirah. Says the Rambam, v'yirchiv da'ato b'chachma. And be involved in wisdom. She'ein machshavos arayos mitgaberet. Ella belay panay menachachma. If you're involved in wisdom, this is not only talking about Torah. If I'm busy doing things, I don't have time to think about immorality, he says. That's what a person should be busy with. Says Rav Palm, what amazing advice. What unbelievable advice. The pursuit of wisdom. We have to do something to keep busy. Back in the day, says Rambam, people would read books. Right? And it doesn't seem like he's talking about Torah books. The Rambam, philosophy books. Debates, the great debates. This kept people busy. Their livelihoods kept them busy, he says. Nowadays, so many things are automated that we have a lot of time on our hands. Right? I mean, in itself could be the Yetzirah, but now you have, you know, everybody's got an assistant, Alexi, you know, like, Alexi, can you help me do this? Oh, can you, we have so much time on our hands. Everything's done for us. Everything's quick. To save time, what's time for what? Time to do the good things? We don't have interest in Chachma anymore, he says. Stay busy. Yes, it would be nice for me to say staying busy means you should have a chilek be'araisa. You should set time to learn. But as you know, the Gemara that you've probably laughed at a few times in your life, the Yetzirah is coming so strong, you have a Yetzirah to do something terrible? And what happened? You ran into the Beis Medrash and everything was fine. You opened up a daf Gemara and everything was fine. Don't we wish that was true? But here is a vort, the Rambam saying, no, do things, be involved. Expand it by saying, be involved in things, not just Torah-oriented. Be part of the Chesed group. Be part of doing things that are not immoral. Right? I know it sounds crazy for it to sell us the guy. Be part of a book club, yeah, that's fine. Not a movie club where you're watching movies that are not appropriate. But be involved in other things. So it keeps a person busy. This includes, obviously, things midoraisa, v'shamartum es nafshos seichem, being involved in sports and working on these things. A person, and anybody knows, I don't know this, but people have told me that when they're involved in sports, when a guy becomes a runner or becomes a biker, you get the adrenaline, you can't stop. It's like an addiction. It's a great addiction. But it keeps your mind away from the Yetzirah, it says. Keep busy, says Rambam. That's what a person should do. He quotes the Netziv in the Emek Dover. the Tziv Zayim Makdavar and Parshas Bechukosai we read a few weeks ago. It's very interesting. In Bechukosai Teleichu, the positive, in Nushma Deshma, Vyasisa, what's going to happen? Not the Geshem Be'itam, but it's not the Arsivula, there it's the Purio, the Esigla, Daesh, Batsir, he's going to go out and he's going to be planting, and after he plants, he's going to have a vineyard to plant, and he has something else to plant. Says the Netziv, Vesigla Echem Daesh, Hayu Lachem Lamdo Bezeh Bracha La'adam. It's a bracha. Stama bracha. He's got to work so hard. Sheyu Al Yedei Zeh Amusim. He's going to be busy. Tamid. Sheita, right? Azuria, he's always planting. He's always doing things. He's always planting. He's got to pluck the other trees. That's good to be busy. Busyness is a good thing. Especially in the time of the summer. When pritzos is so difficult. Wherever we go, those that came to my shir, Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva about going on the subway in the summer dafka, and then you get off the subway and there's everything around you. So imagine that time in the subway. Rav Moshe doesn't write this. I wrote it in my tshuva. No. And that is, you're involved in, you're listening to a shir. You don't have time to even think about the way the women are dressed because you're concentrating on a shir. Someone once asked me, not a lessons from the lathe question. He said that he likes to listen to shirim online, yutorah.org, plug. And not my shir, obviously, a real shirim. And he says sometimes he's listening to it and he's not in the most kadosh places. Right? I assumed he meant, you know, he's walking in the street, the women aren't appropriately dressed maybe. Or maybe he's, you know, at some sort of event and he's walking around. It's not really a Torah. I'm not talking about going to the bathroom. That's probably also. But different places that are not perfect situations. So he says, what do you think, Rabbi? I said, yeah, that's what we're talking about. If you're involved, think about it, guys. Think about it yourself. When you have free time, what do? Go onto the internet. One search on Google can end the rest of your night. One search on Google, 11:35 at night, and now it's 3:35 at night. 3:35 in the morning. And then you come to shul. Sorry, I didn't come to shul today, but I got couldn't sleep last night. No, you couldn't sleep last night. You and Alexi couldn't sleep last night because you were on Google all night and God knows where you're finding. You found this, you click that. That made you that. YouTube, the same thing. You click on a Kaddish video. You're looking, wow, it's very interesting. And unfortunately, because you wrote the red rabbi with, you know, three B's, turns out there's a woman named Rabbi with, you know, three B's that lives in India. And she's got a video. No. And say, no, but I have all the protections on it. But then it gets your mind off of it. Rahman al-Islan, who has to speak about fake book? Go on and to see, and this ad comes up, and this, and they know everything about you all of a sudden now. It's a waste of our time. But we need to be busy, be oisik. I'm not just talking about, I remember the few years I had this chus, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg would come to Tinek, and I had this chus of being involved in that, driving around sometimes. And a lot of the shurim that he would give would be the same idea. You have to chop a rein, he would say. He says, you know, chop a nash. What does that mean? Grab a nash. Grab, quickly, chop, chop. It's a generation of chopping everything. Quickly, I don't have time, right? McDonald's. How is McDonald's so popular now? Is the food so good? No, I need to chop a rein. What am I going to do? I'm going to sit in a restaurant and wait for them to serve? Oh, my God, that's crazy. I'd rather have food that was made a few years ago that they're going to heat up now. Right? Chop, chop, chop a rein. Oh, he says, that's Torah, chop a rein. Right, just, I don't want to give you the image, but the situation where a person, I don't know, an image that I've thought of, that I made my own, you know, you have that long line, you land in America, and you get the long line for customs. There's a lot going around and around, so, you know, they've always thought of a great, better way to do, it's never a good way. And you're there for a while. So now, what are you going to do there? So, you don't have cell phones, you don't want to commit a Chilul Hashem, you can't have a cell phone, so what can I do there? Oh, you ever think about maybe taking out your little Rashi and doing the Parsha a little bit? Unfortunately, sometimes, even if Parsha is not so long Parsha, You can do the whole thing sometimes. Instead of listening to conversations that are not appropriate or people that are not dressed appropriately, instead of that, you're involved in Torah. You just can't. And I'm not, again, please listen to me. I'm not only talking about Torah. Just being busy is good. What are you doing this summer? So, well, why should I get a job? It's only paying X amount of money an hour. No, being busy is good. Because if you're just sitting around doing nothing, you're going to spiritually, right? So, said the Halakha woman, I ain't got time for that. She's right. Because if I ain't got time for that, if I don't have time, because I'm busy and I'm be-oisik, like when the house is on fire and I have bronchitis, I don't have time, I got to get out of here. You understand? I got it. So Rabbi Isai, as you approach the summer, as you end your Shana Aleph, as you, what am I doing? Be-oisik, and listen to what I'm saying to you. We're not just talking about Torah. Yes, of course you should set aside for Torah. Of course that's the tavlin that was created. Yes, and chesed, and avodas Hashem, but even other things to be involved in. What chesed are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Imagine that the person who's doing avodas kodesh in Hask. He's thinking about Yetzirah. He can't have time to think about anything. And mikatsa lakatsa, the person on the other side, he has no plans this summer. He doesn't know what he's doing with his life. So where is he going to fall? Be busy. Be busy. Person who's busy is able to kill this Yetzirah, which unfortunately is even stronger in our generation. If the Ramban could already write about it, it says the whole institution of Sota was a nace so that immorality will leave Klal Yisrael. We should be zoche to be able to fight it in the most amazing way. So Mirtzah Hashem, we can come to Hashem, B'tahara, B'kedusha, being busy with only good things, Ad Biyaskol Tzedek V'Meheir V'Yamin.